Thank you for calling AstrologyAnswers.com customer service department. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hello, sir. I don't know if you can help me, please let me try. I am an 80-year-old lady, has only an iPad, and don't get along here quite right now. Dawn Astrology on the.com. She has sent me quite a long time ago a transit period guide, she wrote me 2-3 times yesterday to please read it. I try very hard, but I cannot get it out. What she did, she told me I shall go to member astrology, onset of time, new psychic, and don't have an account, login, and all that. And she said then I have to go to there where is library, but I cannot see on that the name library anywhere near. And I do not remember. But once a lady told me just a moment, and then she put something from her side, I don't know what it was, and all of a sudden that library jumped up in my iPad. I could see it. But now it's absolutely not possible. Would you please help me to get that guide, which is from Dawn, from the astrologer, so that I can read it?
Okay, sure, absolutely. And I can show you how you can go about logging into your account. But first and foremost, can you confirm the email address associated with the account?
Root, R-U-T-H, Leader, L-Y-R-E-R, @gmail.com.
Thank you. And can you confirm the name associated with the account?
I'm sorry?
Can you confirm the name associated with the account?
What is that exactly?
Your name.
Ruth Leader.
Okay.
R-U-T-H-L-Y-R-E-R is my name too. One word. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And can you confirm your date of birth?
13th April 1941.
Okay. And I'm going to be making it very easy for you to be able to access your account. Let's see here. Okay, let's see here. And I thank you for your patience.
I'm sorry?
I said I thank you very much for your patience.
There must be a way to make it possible to bring her paperwork she wrote to me without all that hassle. Anybody else stuff get it, but not hers.
Okay. All right, so let's see here.
That was the transit period guide.
Yes, ma'am. And you'll be able to access in your library. You'll be able to access.
And I cannot get him out.
Okay. And then
I cannot read him.
Okay. And I thank you very much for your patience. And let's see here. I think that's pretty well and good. Okay, and I thank you very much. I'm almost done with what I'm sending you. Let's see here. And okay, let's see here.
Don't worry, I'm here.
And let's see here. And what I'm doing is I'm creating a step-by-step guide for you to make it extremely easy for you to be able to do what you need to do to access your transit period guide. Okay, and then next, and then on the next screen, click on view report. Thank you. Okay, but okay, I have sent that email to your email address, and the email address has a subject that reads, how to access your Astrology Answers account, and I can wait for you to verify receipt of the email.
Lucida@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
So you can you can go ahead and check that email, take a look at it. That should definitely make it very easy for you.
Hold on. I just see this. Now, here we are. What is them? Customer service?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it that?
It is.
Hold on. I open customer service. How to access Astrology. First, go to astrologyanswer.com. You may click on that link, wherever that is. On the website, click here. And then what?
I circled in red where you would click login. And then I showed you a screenshot of the next page where you can see where you can enter your login credentials. And then I showed you a screenshot of the next page where you can click on My Library, and I circled it and put an arrow pointing to it. And then on the next page, I have a screenshot of the very next page where you can see where you can access the transit period guide, and I circled it in red. And then on the next page, I showed you where you can click to view the report. So I have a screenshot of, you know, step by step. Like, it's almost like cooking Hamburger Helper. You know, follow these simple instructions, and by the end, you'll have a nice dinner, I suppose. If you like Hamburger Helper, I like Hamburger Helper. That was just an example. You know, it's kind of like baking, you know, crack two eggs, put them in a bowl, stir the eggs. Add a cup of flour, add a cup of sugar, you know, add a half a cup of milk or mix as desired. Roll into a little nice flat thing. Cut cookies and put in an oven, bake at 350 degrees for 30 minutes. I don't know if that's how you bake cookies. I'm just guessing. But, you know, that's how I tried to do it for you, to make it extremely easy. Because, you know, I know that it can be complicated when you get on these websites that you're not familiar with. You don't know where to click or how to access it. So I tried to make it, you know, like a simple step-by-step with, like, screenshots of the website showing you exactly where you can click so that you go to the next appropriate place so that you can get there as easily as possible.
So when you first go to astrologyanswer.com, so you have to put this in, right? May click on the link, okay? And then on the website, click here, whatever. Well, let me study the whole thing. I don't know if I get it or not. And otherwise, we have to figure it out. I don't know.
If you follow those simple steps, then that should get that to you.
Screen simply login. Login, but there is nothing else than member area. Listen, I'm sorry, I'm probably completely and hopeless.
No, you're not hopeless at all. Because if you follow my simple steps and you have, you know, all the time and you know that you want, you can take your time. You know, just take your time, take it slow, and you'll be able to make it.
Okay, here is what I'm going to do. I try. And if I can't, Oh, God. Does it help when I call somebody to help me, a friend?
You can if you'd like.
But they would have to come in my house, then it's, I don't know.
But if you follow that email, you know, that I sent you, if you do everything that I showed you step by step, you'll easily be able to access that transit period guide. And here, I'll even do this for you. I'll even make it. So I've told you how to log in, but watch this. I'm going to do you one better. I'm going to do something really good and nice for you. Let's see here. Let's just do it this way. Do 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 do. We're gonna put it here. So we're gonna do that'll work. That'll be fine. And let's do that. And then we're going to go back to the email and we're going to reply. No, we're not. We're gonna send you a new email because that'd be a better thing to do in this particular instance. I'm gonna send it to you as an attachment to an email. So you can just open the file. We're gonna attach the file and then we're gonna grab it from our documents. There's our documents. We're gonna attach it. We're gonna put it on the email.
Because you just say this. That's so long about that she wrote me and that she put that, you know, click on where I just have to click to get the connection. But that letter, I was looking all day and couldn't find him either. Do you have that there?
What's that, the transit period guide?
Well, where she wrote to me that the reading is finished and I can take over. And just click on wherever she put that blue names on. But I cannot find anymore when that was. And I cannot find a letter either where I can click on.
I don't know about that. But I have just emailed you the transit period guide.
Okay.
And your email is a Gmail email. So for you, it'll be really easy. You can just click on the file. It'll have an option. You can download it. It may have an option. It doesn't have, or you may just be able to click on it and just open it. I'm not sure how it's going to function on your tablet, but you may be able to just click on the file I attached and just tap on it. And it may just open. If not, you can download it. And once you've downloaded it, you can open it and view it. But that's the transit period guide. But I wanted you to be able to access your actual account, you know, so that you could, you know, have access to your account. So that's why I sent you the step-by-step walkthrough on how to access your account and also how to access the transit period guide.
Well, I don't, if you say access to my account, I don't think I have an account.
You do have an account.
I don't know either then.
Your username is Ruth, LYRER at gmail.com.
Yep.
And as far as the password, I don't know what your password is. You would be privy to that. I don't have that information.
I have no idea.
You don't know your password?
God. That must be a long time ago. It could be Magnolia's house. It could be Magnolia's 29.
Hold on. Let me see. Let's do this. Let's see. Edit profile. And then we're going to do this. Your new password. This is password for now. It's just going to be for now. RUTH123.
Hold on.
Sure.
Hold on. Okay. I just put the right on a different place. Can I have it again?
Sure. The password is your name in all lowercase letters, Ruth. So it's Ruth123. So all of the letters are lowercase. So just type your name, Ruth, and then 123.
Ruth Lear.
No, just the,
is that
just
correct?
No, just your first name.
Ruth, okay.
Yes. Ruth123. That's the
okay.
password for now. Okay?
Got it. Yes, so, I got it. Thank you.
And all of the letters are lowercase letters, except the numbers are numbers, so you don't have to worry about that. So just type your name in lowercase letters, Ruth, and then 123, and that's your password. You can log in. And then when you're logged in, if you ever want to change that password, you can. That's why I went ahead. That's why I didn't ask you, you know, well, what do you want your password to be? I just went ahead and made it Ruth123. Because
okay,
then you can change it. You can change it later to another password that I wouldn't be privy to. So that way, your account would be more private that way.
Okay.
Although I wouldn't act. Although personally, I wouldn't access your account because I have no desire to do so. Unless I'm trying to help you with your account, then I would access your account. But you would have to call in on the telephone and talk to me. In order for me to access your account. Other than that, I don't access any customer's account. Miles. And now you'll be able to log in, Miss Lehrer. You'll be able to log into your account. And once you're logged in, you'll find that it'll be easy to follow those simple step-by-step instructions that I gave you, and you'll be able to access your transit period guide on the website and everything else that's available on the website. I saw you had 40 expert credits on your account, so you'll be able to poke around the website and look for where you can speak with the advisors, and then you can choose how you want to speak with the advisors. And you can find the advisor.
I would have to speak on the phone because my original language is French and German. And it's easier for me to speak in my mother tongue than in any other language.
Well, you speak very good English.
You
speak very wonderful English. I've had a pleasure. I've had a very pleasurable time assisting you without any difficulty in understanding anything that you've said. So you speak very good English as well. But I can understand you having a preference to speak in either French or German. But if you tried that with me, I would not know anything that you're saying.
What
and I would,
the heck I'm talking about? Okay, never mind.
Yeah, if you talk to me in French or German, you would sound like an alien, and I would be very confused.
All right, let me try all this now.
Okay. Well, ma'am, I thank you.
Thank you
so very much. It was a
thank
pleasure
you very,
to assist
very much.
You. You're very
and
welcome.
You have to take care.
You too. And thank you for calling astrologyanswers.com, customer service department. You have a wonderful weekend.
Very, very good. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.